Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 7th of September, 2021. I hope everyone who had a long weekend was able to enjoy it. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are you doing?
Not bad. I hope you're well.
I am.
Excellent. Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Kelly, I've got dogpocalypse happening over here, so I may be muted from time to time.
Okay. Hello and welcome to Dogpocalypse Observations Podcast over here at the Mac Observer.
Exactly.
So first and foremost, Brian, let me get you in on this pre-pocalypse, I hope. An invitation has been rolling out across the Tweety box. It looks like next week, on the 14th, we're gonna get a new event, and I can't possibly imagine what they could be announcing next week.
What will it be? It's California streaming. First of all, I want to make sure that we take a second out. Everybody think about that. See if they can see what Apple did there with California streaming.
Well, then I need to ask you, Brian, since you are, in fact, in California, are all the leaves brown and is the sky gray?
Well, hold on. Sky is, because it's summer, not fall. So I'm not really sure exactly what they're doing. Seriously, what other streaming service do they have to announce?
That's true.
That's a good question.
I mean, clearly it's a streaming service because it says California streaming. Is that just a reference to the fact that the event is going to be streaming? That would be weird because this is like the fourth time they've done that or fifth time they've done that since COVID. Is it a new service that we have gotten no wind of whatsoever, which, you know, as a software product, that's possible.
TV plus plus.
But hold on. Man, that would irritate me.
That's good. TV plus plus. Where's Charlotte?
Right. Somewhere her eye is twitching at the exceptional naming, the long and storied history of exceptional names from Apple for their streaming stuff.
Would classical music be big enough of a draw for them to really do that, though? I mean, with the they made last week. I mean, I don't think so.
I think it's just California streaming because people know that they do this. They generally unveil this to a room full of people, and so they're just making that declaration. I don't think there's anything more to that.
The first time they've done that, though.
Yeah,
I think they're just trying to use a dad joke, and they're not as good at as I am. That's all.
Well, I mean, was it like spring forward we got for the new iPads and things like that? So, yeah, we think we're far more clever with this name than we actually are, because like you said, Brian, this is not the first streaming event that they've done. It's not even the first streaming iPhone event, which this ostensibly will be, is an iPhone event.
Right.
So we know it's coming. Next week.
There's one thing, Kelly.
Yes.
The names are often, that Apple chooses for these events, are often somewhat opaque.
Yeah.
So maybe actually Apple will surprise us with something. Maybe it'll be some sort of tangent and, you know, this is complete misdirection. But I imagine that it's either complete not misdirection or misdirection.
Okay.
There's no in between. I mean, I that may be obvious, but I mean,
so either they are messing with us or they aren't, is what you're saying.
They aren't in any way whatsoever. Like, it's just like, here you go. We're announcing a new streaming service at the end. There's, you know, there is everything to see here. In fact, even the logo in this invite is see-through.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
As luck would have it, we only have to wait a week until we find out.
Yes. And that is one thing that I do like about the streaming events is nobody has to worry about booking a plane ticket or in some cases international travel, hiring a Richie, or having to, you know, find a place to stay on short notice and all that kind of stuff. So I always appreciate, like, it, that's one of the sort of side effects, I think, of these streaming events that's a little bit positive. So
yeah,
I'm glad for it.
It's great for me because it means I don't have to deal with people.
Yeah, that too. I'm glad about all this. So we're going to get the new phone. We were talking about it before we started. It's entirely possible this will be the iPhone 13, since it would be the one after the 12. It could also be the 12S. They may decide they're going to call it Alfred. You know, we have no idea. So who's
maybe
to say?
It'll be the iPhone Plus.
It'll just be, they'll just call it iPhone. We're dispensing with it like we did with all the other stuff. You know, nothing else gets a name anymore. It's just iPhone. Yeah. So difficult to say. However, aside from the phone, and we will also, of course, get the reminders of all of the new happiness coming in new versions of iOS, which will ship on that phone as well as be available as an update to most people who have an iPhone already. There's also something that you covered for us, Jeff, and that was some rumors about a possible Apple Watch situation.
Yeah, the Apple Watch Series 7, which we've been hearing all kinds of rumors and speculation. It's going to have a bigger screen. It's going to offer additional health sensors. Spoiler alert, it probably won't. But the bigger screen, the usual suspects think that that's definitely going to happen. Instead of 40 and 44 millimeter, it will be 41 and 45 millimeters.
Oh, geez.
Which it doesn't sound like much, but when you do the math, it's actually a 20 to 30% increase in the overall screen size.
Yeah, it seems like a lot just in knowing what the difference is when I've tried on both sizes of watch, whatever those iterations are. Even currently, like the one that I have feels awfully big on my arm. So I'm curious about this. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're wait and see. The other, there's some supposed other redesigns involved. Redoing the lamination so the display actually sits closer to the top layer of the glass.
Oh, okay.
Which that could help make it thinner. It could also improve the tactile response, that sort of thing. But apparently, all of this is causing problems very reminiscent to when the very first Apple Watch came out in 2015.
Oh.
Namely, manufacturers are going, this ain't working out quite the way we want it to.
Okay.
So what we think is going to happen is that Apple will announce the Series 7, but it either won't be available to order right away, or it will only be available in small quantities.
Okay.
Because the manufacturers are still trying to work out some of the quirks of producing these redesigned displays.
Okay, that checks out. Yeah. I could see it being, not that I have any sort of knowledge of any of this or anything, but it seems like it would be more likely to me that they would say they would delay availability instead of trying, you know, oh, it sold out immediately, you know, because we only had a relatively small number of items available. So, because Apple's run into that before, and I don't think it has done them any favors to have fewer items available and make it harder for them to come by. So is my assessment on that. So I have a feeling it'll be more like, you know, you can have one in October or something instead of like they sold out immediately and, you know, we don't know what to do about it. So,
Typically when something like this happens, they've got you know, a couple choices. They can hold off on announcing it all together until they know that they've got all their poop in a group. They can go ahead and announce it and start the pre-order process, but in limited quantities.
Yeah.
Or they can announce it and hold off on pre-orders until they're ready to fulfill.
Yeah.
And the likelihood that they would hold off on the announcement is really slim to none because they don't want, I can't see Apple having an Apple Watch announcement just 2 or 3 weeks after the iPhone announcement. No. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it does not. And I think I want to say that we had this before, like with the original Apple Watch. Brian, you may remember, like we sort of had some hand waving about availability, if I'm remembering right.
There was a pretty lengthy amount of time between announcing it and shipping it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The original one.
Yeah.
I think because I bought the first Apple Watch fairly quickly, but I think that if I remember right, I had to wait a good month and a half before I could get my hands on one.
Mm-hmm. That's so. What I'm remembering is like you could order one very early, but also it was like exclusively in store. You had to go into a store and look at them or something, right. And then you could order one. Like after your fitting appointment or whatever.
I think so. I mean, granted, that was 6 years ago, but I think that's how it went for me.
Or like 15, if you count 2020 is part of that equation. That was the part I was trying to remember was like, it seems like the original Apple Watch had kind of a longer runway from when we said, hey, from when Apple said, hey, we're making a watch to when you started being able to see them on people's arms. So that's the thing I was kind of thinking about. So we've definitely got a lot of rumors about it. One of the things, and Jeff, I don't know if you saw much of this. Another thing I saw that I thought was interesting in some of these rumors was that the shape might change a little, like that it may end up looking a little iPhone 12e with the square sides.
Yeah, I've seen that a little more angle to the corners.
Yeah.
I hope not, because some of the renderings I've seen that are supposed to reflect that just look ugly. They look ugly.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't want that on my wrist.
Yeah, if they did that, I'd like it to look nice, obviously. I'm more curious about some of the things that I've seen people talk about wanting in a new iteration of Apple Watch. So I'm going to put both of you on the spot and ask you what you would like in a new version of Apple Watch. Is there a health tracking feature that you want to see, or some other feature that you would really like to come to the watch that you don't already have? And Jeff, I'm going to start with you.
I would really love it if they would figure out how to do continuous glucose monitoring.
Okay.
Because I'm...
You mean non-invasive?
I don't care if it's non-invasive. I mean, it would almost have to be, because, you know, you can't exactly... Well, I suppose you could, but, you know, like what I wear, it's got a needle to it, and I have to change it every 14 days. And, you know, I can scan it with my phone, and that's all well and good, but I would really rather just have it sit on my wrist, not have to be changed out every 2 weeks, and just...
That's the Holy Grail.
That sounds pretty non-invasive.
Everybody and their brother has been working on that for... decades.
Every diabetic in the world wants that.
Yes.
And during the Consumer Electronics Show earlier this year, there were several companies that said they had cracked the code on that, but nothing ever came of it.
Huh. Well, FDA approval, I think, is going to be a pretty sticky wicket when it comes to something like that. So that may be part of why. And that's part of what I was kind of wondering about. I think that's definitely high on lots of people's lists. Brian, how about you? Is there something in particular that you would like from an Apple Watch that it doesn't already do for you now?
Well, the biggest thing for me, too, is non-invasive glucose monitoring that as a tiny Apple shareholder, that would be just amazing.
Both fine and dandy. Yes.
Yeah, fine and dandy. Exactly. And I doubt there's almost zero chance even. OK, if Apple can do that, and we used to hear rumors about 3 years ago now, it may only be two. COVID is kind of weird, but there were rumors some while back that Apple was working on that.
Yes.
And the chances, though, of that being able to be a surprise announcement, because exactly what Jeff mentioned, FDA approval, seems slim to none, unless they announce it before they actually suggest or submit it for that approval. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you know, the heart rate monitoring and the blood oxygen monitoring, yes. I think those weren't necessarily rolled out in every market after they were announced.
That's true. I remember because we've written up there's articles on MacObserver.com about, like, it is now, this particular feature is now available in this country. Right. So whatever,
you know, Apple could do that, which, and that's the only way that we would see it now.
Yeah,
I don't really think we'll see that now. The biggest thing I'd love is less bevel, less I want edge-to-edge display.
Okay,
more display for the footprint that my device has on my wrist.
Okay,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
Apple has narrowed that bezel, right? There's less space around the display than there was originally, but
a lot less. Yeah,
like let's go more.
Okay.
Well, and the rumor mill suggests that you're going to get that.
Probably. That makes sense, right?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, so it sounds like Brian's probably going to upgrade. I think I'm not sure what I want out of the Apple Watch that I don't already have. I have a Series 4 and I have yet to see fit to upgrade. If there's some reason I am mistaken about that, you can always get a hold of me at observations@macobserver.com and let me know what it is I need out of something newer than the Series 4 that I've got. I didn't really care about the always on display, and I haven't needed like the blood oxygenation measurements or anything like that. So I haven't seen a compelling reason to pull the trigger on a new one, but maybe the new features will give me something that I wasn't already thinking of. So we'll have to see how that goes. If you've heard something interesting about an Apple Watch, or if there's something that is missing that you would really like to see in yours, you can get us at the same places, observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. And Jeff, as always, thanks so much for coming by today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And Brian Chaffin, thank you for being here. Dogpocalypse and all.
It was dogpocalypse the whole time. So thank you for having me, Kelly. I appreciate it.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.